Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More Antonio Brown news, our favorite. This time it comes because he's working out with Deion Sanders in Florida, who is convinced he's coming back. Are you on board with Primetime's thinking here that we're going to see a return of AB?
We'll talk about this a little in the 7 o'clock hour. There's a very real football quotient, though, with this. And I know people joke around a lot when we talk about Antonio Brown. It's kind of getting to the now or never phase in terms of it has to happen this year because there's going to be a suspension. So you're going to lose probably 4 or 5 games, maybe even 3 games. I don't know. You're going to lose some time on the front end of it, and then he's getting no younger. If it's going to happen, it has to happen soon, Chris.
Yeah, and if it's going to happen soon, there's got to be a come-to-Jesus moment with the NFL, and he's going to have to sit down and show some contrition to the league for not just his off-field actions that will end up getting him suspended, but for the way he's handled himself in some cases with his former team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think people will want to see, has he really changed his ways, and is he willing to be a quiet member of a locker room who simply goes out there and plays football really well like he did that 1 week in New England last year. But I don't see it happening this year. I don't know. Maybe somebody rolls the dice and takes a chance on him, but I think for him at this point, he's certainly on the backside of his career, and I don't know if he'll ever get a chance to show what he could have been with another team.
Number 4.
Once Pennsylvania counties go into the green phase next week, should it mean the return of youth sports for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, but they've got to practice. They've got to get it all together. They've been planning. Everybody's been in the planning stages. Then you're going to have to implement it. There are some organizations that are going to be ready to jump and get going and move right away, but I think that some others that are going to have to kind of take another couple weeks to get their feet underneath them and go. But you ask, should it? Hell yeah, they should be. If in an ideal world, they should be playing games Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some organizations, our youth baseball organization here in our neck of the woods in particular, has already got a plan in place. So our kids will be getting back to play sooner rather than later, doing so with a lot of guidelines in place and very safely, but they will be getting back sooner rather than later. And I have no problem with that. I also have no problem with those parents who aren't entirely comfortable with their kids getting involved in organized sports again right away, who maybe want to sit back and wait and see how things go. There's no problem with that either. But if the opportunity is there and there are youth sports organizations that are ready to get kids back to play now, go for it.
Number 3.
NHL's Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says he wants to test players daily for the coronavirus when hockey gets back into its playoff format. Do you think this is, number 1, necessary, and number 2, feasible?
I don't know if it's necessary. If it's feasible, it's very easy to measure if it's feasible if you buy enough tests or have enough tests. The practicality of it, though, is this. The players want to get, if there's no other way to do it, if there's not a quick test, the players want to get that thing jammed in their nose every day. And I mean that. I know that they're tough and they're hockey players, but nobody wants to go through that every single day. Is there another way? That to me, is a real question.
And if it's a 24-hour turnaround time, how feasible is it to do it every day, knowing
right.
that you're simply going to do that? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like
yes,
very
you're doing it for 2 days
starts
down the road.
Right. So I think, you know, if there's a quick daily test that it's feasible for them to get enough of them, then, hey, go ahead and do it that way. But I don't know how feasible it is, especially when you're talking about 24-hour turnaround times on the tests. We'll see. I mean, if they got to do it 2 or 3 times a week, that might make more sense. But again, You got to be willing to accept the fact that everybody's in close contact, both on the bench and on the ice, and the more testing you can get done, probably the better.
Number two.
CBS sports writer Brian DiArdo says the Steelers should make three moves to become Super Bowl contenders. Here they are. Bring in a veteran at wide receiver and running back. Bring in more depth at inside linebacker. And sign Cam Newton. Do the Steelers need to make more moves here?
Why, maybe, and never that stupid. That's how I look at those three things.
I just look at it as this is what their team is. I don't know why people are still insisting that they need to do A, B, C, or X, Y, and Z to improve themselves at any level. They're not going to. They're not going to bring in Cam Newton. They're not going to bring in a veteran running back. They're not going to bring in another wide receiver. This is their team. So whether you think they're Super Bowl contenders or not as they're currently constructed, tough. This is what they are right now.
Number one.
All right, we've already talked about this a little bit today, but the Players Union has proposed a 114-game season, and there are reports that owners are willing to just cancel the season altogether. Clearly still many things to work out until we get baseball played. In your mind, is there a better chance they come to an agreement and play, or a better chance that they just completely scrap things for the summer?
I had been the eternal optimist about this, thinking, oh, it's all jockeying and it's all sort of, you know, they're just doing things that they do in contract negotiations. I read this morning and now I'm starting to really think there might not be baseball this year.
Yeah, I've started to come to that conclusion too, although maybe it's my naive is what I'm trying to say. I can't speak this morning. I still hold out hope that even though it looks like they're getting farther apart, that maybe at some point somebody will step in and drag them back towards each other in the middle. I don't know who that is. I hold out hope that somebody can do that, because I think if they blow it this summer, it's going to lead to possibly blowing it next year in the final year of the current CBA. And who knows what things would look like going forward. And I would not feel good about the long-term health of baseball if they can't get it together this summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.